Welcome, welcome. Full Spectrum Cycling Show 48.
48. Oh, I'm not that old yet.
JK Liven doing the, was that like a Scooby-Doo dance?
No.
Peanuts.
Peanuts. Yeah. Peanuts dance.
Yeah.
Tony just made it in time.
TMI. I
had to have dinner with the big bosses. How was dinner?
Pretty delicious. It's not a bad brewery at all. We should check it out sometime.
Which one are you speaking of?
Eagle Park.
Where is that located?
It's the old UFO on over on the other side of the Marsupial Bridge.
Yeah.
Just up the street from Moda.
It's Bequito,
or whatever that used to be.
Whatever that pizza place was, yep. And Trucadero. It's across the street from Trucadero.
That weird little
place. It's right up the street from Trucadero.
There's another brewery right there.
Is there?
Lakefront Brewery.
Oh, yeah, yeah. True that.
Right on.
Understood.
Chilly day in the neighborhood today.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Zesty.
I walked all the way over to Scardina's.
Oh, my goodness. What did you get, by the way?
Oh, same thing I usually get, Hammer App. Same thing as normal. Well, somebody's impatient, so let's see who's on the telly ringer line here today. Ahoy, ahoy, caller. Who do we have on the line?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Wait. Okay. I would just like to take this moment to say, first of all, Dave Lunds, fuck you for having a spoon roast tonight.
Oh, my God, it's so good.
It's the greatest roast in the world. Did you grill it or how'd you make it?
There's like half of it left, and I'll probably put it down right now.
Yep. How'd you prepare it?
While we're talking.
Online.
Right now, in front of your face.
How did you prepare it?
Oh, man, can you see that? Tiny bit overcooked, but man, it's still good.
How did you prepare? Did you grill it or did you put it in the oven?
In the oven.
Oh, well, grill it next time, oven. Dude.
You didn't use a cast iron, you damn fiend.
Yeah, we didn't feel like walking outside to grill it, so.
A cast iron doesn't have to go outside, you fiend. Come on.
Yeah.
They are fantastic, man. It's my favorite roast.
Yeah, it is. Why is Festival the only one that has that cut?
Don't know. It's kind of their thing.
Jesus Christ.
I'm telling you, JK, it is unbelievable. It's a whole nother level of tasty.
So, Dave,
don't go on incredible. His side. Why are you looking at me like that? Jesus Christ. God. Good call.
Thanks for calling. Next caller.
There's a bunch of vegetables, too, which you wouldn't be interested in, Tony, but, you know.
No, you just puree them and then drizzle them all over it.
Right on. What's happening, Dave, besides spoon roast steak food?
I was hanging out at Dina's house celebrating my birthday.
Oh, yeah. Way to be born.
Is it today? It's today.
It is today.
It
was Wednesday.
Actually, it was 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So.
It was Wednesday.
We're living in the future, you see.
Oh, right. Yeah, Wednesday. Right.
So, happy past birthday.
Yeah. But yeah, other than that, just hanging out, chilling. Living a dream, you know.
Keep the gases inside, right?
Drinking wine, eating spoon steak, you know.
Dude, who are you?
What normal people do.
Yeah.
So we're gonna call Chuck Willie in a couple of minutes here.
And corroborate this shit.
And yeah. So how was your Marquette experience?
I told Todd, the organizer of the Polar Roll, he should call in. I don't know if he's dangling online.
Not yet.
I know he had a ride. I know he had a ride going until 7:30.
What's that number again?
Time, so
717.
717 Mike.
727-2453.
Mike.
Not Mike. Come on.
So yeah, he said he'd call in. I don't know if he's dangling on the line right now.
Not as far as I can tell, because I can see everyone. I am the master. I am the overseer. So, tell us about your Marquette experience.
Oh, it was freaking awesome, as always. Actually finished the race this time.
And not even DFL, huh?
No. They were like 35 minutes behind me. I was and I finished in 9.5 hours, so I had enough time outside. So Chuck wasn't willing to hang around for another half hour at the last stop. They had plenty of beer. I was willing to do it, you know. And the last stop was like 3 miles from the finish. So, you know, I was like, I could hang out here and suck them dry of all their beer and wait till DFL comes along. But now we mosey back into town and got about our evening. You know, it's like, but yeah, it was a good time. Trails were in great shape. Weather was good. 16 below when we woke up in the morning. So oof. Yeah, that was fun. Oof. The wind chill was 16 below.
Oh, okay.
The ambient temperature was like, I don't know, 15 or something like that.
Oh.
So it was a blustery day.
Wind wasn't really a factor.
All right.
They said it was blustery, but it wasn't a factor?
Yeah, you weren't Christopher Robin on factor.
But for some reason, they put this 8-mile freaking uphill in between the two trail systems. And it came into play a few times on that when we got out in the open. But otherwise, yeah, it wasn't that much of a factor. I was actually overheating in the woods. And then I was like perfect on the snowmobile trail climb.
That's what he said.
Which...
When I signed up for
the race, it was 30 miles all at Ishpeming, and then all of a sudden it changed, and they put that climb back in it. So that's just another one of Todd's little fucking sadist little fucking tricks. So suddenly that climb was back into play. So luckily the headwind wasn't in play the whole way because, it's a brutal enough climb. You don't need a 60-mile-an-hour
headwind.
Oh,
you could be more snarky than you would be normally?
What?
You could be more snarky than you would be normally. Right. On your birthday, damn it.
Yes. Yes, it's my birthday. I'll way die to, if I want to.
Way to escape.
But yeah, it's a good time. good people up there, you know, good trail system. Trails are in prime shape.
Nice.
Mother Nature didn't, you know, screw us like that she did last year. So yeah.
Nice. Well, let's give Chuck Willie a call. We're going to give Chuck a call right now.
The Bears didn't come and chew up any of the signs. So we didn't get lost this year and, you know, stuff like that. You know, so it's pretty cool.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yep. Right on. We're dialing CW right now.
Hello.
Hey, Chuck Willie.
Hello.
Chuck Willits.
Hello, do you know
Sven JK and
do you have a moment? Do you have a moment to hear about your Lord and Savior?
Oh, we had an awesome event. It was glorious.
I have a watchtower thing for you.
Wasn't too bad.
No. Fucking it was super fast. Trails were awesome.
Mechanically both bikes were good. A little bit.
Yeah, I had a little bit of chain suck, but other than that, you know, I can't complain.
Nice.
The bike worked great. Got my new ICT. Good test run for that sucker.
Nice.
Good thing we tuned up that rear derailleur at 10 o'clock in the evening Friday.
Yeah, that was a plug. Okay, for sure.
Wow, that sounds like code. Girls.
Oh, by the way, I brought a bike stand with me.
That also sounds like code.
Cool. Well,
but yeah, it was a good time. We had a blast. We actually set the pace for ourselves this time pretty good. We were more efficient than usual with our beer drinking.
Yeah. Well done. Well done.
We waited till what was it, mile 11, I think, to finally crack a beer.
So, yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah.
That's got to be a record for you guys.
I was pretty impressed. It was.
While we're staring at the hotel.
Yeah, that's right.
And watching two other people drop out.
Yeah, I was like, what? I just gave that guy a cookie, too. I couldn't believe that, but whatever.
Yeah, I should have got that cookie back.
What kind of cookie? What kind of quitters. Cookie?
Give my cookie but back. Yeah,
we had a good time. We hit all the aid stations. Saw Tim Kruger.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
Hooked us up with some brats and burgers, or brats and beers and some bacon. That was good.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to
put our beer on the griddle just so it's like We had to put our beer on a griddle just so it like came down to like non-slushy drinking temperature.
Did you use a cast iron skillet?
Beer right on the griddle just so we could drink
it.
It's all about cast iron.
I actually made up a pound of bacon that I was handing out to people. And when we made
it to the
bacon station, they were out of bacon. And I'm like, wait a minute. I have some bacon.
Yeah, we got our own.
Yeah, we brought our own bacon.
You didn't have it in your pocket? Damn it.
I had it in my frame bag. Like a true attaboy, professional.
Attaboy.
There you go. I think next year our goal should be to make it to the bacon station while they still have bacon.
I know.
Yeah, I don't know if we'll ever
I get slapped in the face every time I don't have bacon. Damn it.
Yeah, somehow it all fell into place and worked out.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Very good.
It was a good day. Yeah, weather was great. No sunshine, but otherwise a beautiful day.
Nice.
Trails were in good shape.
Surprisingly, the snowmobile trail wasn't a full-on headwind either. I mean, a little bit here and there, but
yeah,
that was a good. That worked out.
That was a nice change from a couple of years ago when it was a straight headwind the whole way up that fucker. Yeah, I wasn't looking forward to that, but that was actually all right.
Cool.
Yeah, that'd be a lot worse.
Right on. Well, glad you guys had a good time. Going next year, I assume?
I believe so, yeah. It's one of the staples now. Seems to be tradition these days.
Like the only race I do all year, except for Yeti, of course. Which is coming up in a couple weeks.
Yeah. Isn't that the same week as Frostbite?
Yeah, Frostbite.
I'm sure it is.
You're competing with Frostbite.
All right.
All right, dudes. Well, thanks for the report.
Absolutely. Yeah, no problem. I'm going to tap out here. I got to get back to my birthday dinner.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday. Make sure you don't hit your balls on the way out the door.
All right, Dave.
We'll be out and about Friday night and, of course, this weekend. So give me a holler.
Friday night will be tonight.
Bye.
All right.
Chuck, stay on the line for a second. We'll talk to you for a little bit.
Okay.
We just bid Dave adieu.
Birthday Dave.
Mike's in rare form over there today. What the? So yeah, good. Thanks for calling in. Dave filled us in a little bit with what you guys did, but how was the thing from your perspective for the overall event?
Oh, I love it. I love going up there. It's a good time. Food, the beer, the whole adventure in itself, you know, just trying to finish is everything to us, I think, you know, it's not like we're trying to win anything really, just, you know, stay upright and have fun, you know, just endure the race.
Right. Ride the track. Yeah.
I
just want to ride the track.
Yeah. Very good.
That too. Yeah. That's what drew us up there. It was just, you know, they've got groomed trails back when we started going, what was it, 5-6 years ago now, I think. The groomed trails was unheard of, and they had, you know, berm turns and whatnot, and we're just like, shit, yeah, let's get up there and check that out. And yeah, as soon as we got up there, we're just like, holy crap, this is where it's at. And it's, you know, evolved quite a bit since then, of course, all over, but yeah, we just keep going back up there. You know, got to meet Todd, the director. And he's really cool. He rides and races. I'm sure you guys realize or know. So,
Dave was trying to get him to call in. Maybe we'll catch up with him one of these days here.
Yeah.
Oh, right on. Yeah, he's a good shit. I mean, he's right there with, you know, the race and everything. And I saw him at the end, gave him a big high five, and told him the course was great because, you know, you never know what the conditions are going to be like, obviously, with the weather and everything. And you know, last year we did it. We didn't finish. We got like 5-6 miles of hiking in, and that was about it. Pulled the plug after that, hit the bar, and still had fun. But yeah, we didn't do nearly as much riding.
What was your
this year? Turned out great.
What was your mileage total this year?
I think it was just under 40.
Yeah, that's what I was hearing. It's somewhere 38, 39 miles, something like
that. That's moving. That's a lot of ground to cover on a fat bike.
Yeah, it was like 11 miles of single track. And then once you jumped out of the woods, you did like snowmobile trail for another, I don't know, 12, 15 miles. And then he jumped into more woods in single track. And yeah, and then it's a couple of aid stations on the end there, which were a lot of fun and definitely helpful. And then, yeah, and at the end of it, the last 3 miles were just a blast. It was like downhill, and a lot of it was carrying you, where most of it was uphill.
A nice one.
Very cool.
You know, throughout the race.
Well, you got to get the reward at some point.
Exactly. Yeah, it was a good course. Like, so that's what I told Todd when I saw him at the end. I'm like, damn, dude, you guys did a great job with this one. You know, it was similar to one that we did. I think it was in 2014. Or no, 16. Yeah, because the first one we did was actually from Ishpeming to Marquette, where this is uphill from Marquette to Ishpeming. So,
very
good times,
cool.
Though. I would definitely do it again and recommend anyone that's even thinking about it to do it. Like, I was hoping Spinner would be out there this year, but apparently he's coaching wrestling now. So,
It is that season.
All right, man. Well, thanks for the report.
Absolutely.
We'll catch up with you. Maybe we can hit Minooka one of these days.
All right. Yeah, night rides.
Yep. Well, they're grooming again, so there you go.
Cool. Cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I was out there a week or so ago with the grooming, and it's top-notch.
Yeah, I went to Pleasant Valley a couple of times, and it's pretty decent up there by Grafton, too. So got a couple
of
places to go around here. I mean, it's like an 18-inch wide trail. They've got like the little snow dog. It's not a snowmobile. Mm-hmm. It's narrower than a snowmobile groomed trail. So it's almost single track, pretty close.
Yeah.
Cool.
You got to love it.
All right, man. Thanks for calling.
You bet. Have a good night, guys.
Talk to you later. All
right. Keep it light, man.
Bye.
All right. Cheers.
Oh, here we are.
Top of the hill.
Top of the hill, folks. Since Tony drank all the beer yesterday, he brought more beer today.
I was here in spirit, even if I didn't make it.
What is our show beer today?
It's the Hop Snack Juicy Pale Ale.
From Oso.
One of my favorite breweries.
Oso.
Oso Brewing.
Where the heck is Plover, anyway?
Plover's near, it's right by, that's not going to help, Custer. But that doesn't help either, because Custer's as small as yeah. Whitewater.
Oh, down that way, south of Madison. Kind of.
No, south. Then I've got it wrong. It's not Whitewater. It's the other university up there. Well, it's towards Appleton. If you go to Appleton, hang a left. Where are you?
Middle of the state.
Yeah.
It's still in Wisconsin.
Middle of the state. It's where the energy fair is every year.
It's a Wisconsin beer.
Needham and Asha?
No, it's you take a left.
Needham and Asha?
You're not taking a left when you're at Appleton. You're not hitting Needham and Asha.
Bear Creek.
What's the university right there? I'm drawing a, it's not Whitewater.
I don't know, Stevens Point?
Stevens Point, thank you.
All right, so yeah, that's way central. So,
yeah.
Up by Warsaw.
Warsaw, yep.
That's spelled W-A-U-S-A-U.
Warsaw.
So this, it's actually, they call it a juicy pale ale.
Yeah.
It does make your mouth kind of water.
Yeah, good.
5.5 on the
5.5, that's pretty good.
And it's double dry hopped with Denali. Nod to the folks in Alaska, I guess. El Dorado and Idaho 7.
I've never heard of Idaho 7.
I've not heard of Idaho, the previous six numbers either. So.
Oh, I know El Dorado and Denali, but I've never... Idaho 7 might be a new hybrid of some sort. We should do some research. And somebody put that in the notes.
Hop notes. Mm-hmm. Tell us... educate us on the hop shit.
Oh, my God. If only somebody was doing a podcast that could document the words...
I think we are.
So Tony and I went to Cabda.
How did that?
Down there last week. Thursday.
I saw a couple of pictures. You guys looked like you had a good time.
Cabda was you know, I saw a fork. It was informative.
I saw a fork in hand.
Oh, that fork is like that. Yeah, I think it defied gravity. It was so light.
The Lauf Carbonara. Yeah,
I just remember like grabbing like some carbon frame and. Like I felt bad when I picked it up, like I was gonna throw it into the damn
when you're talking ceiling. A 5+ inch wide tire can fit in that thing. Holy shenanigans! That thing was light and beautiful.
Yeah, for sure.
But it you fragile. Know, I you know it was this was my first cabinet, so I guess I'm a virgin. I had some things I didn't expect to see, like how many different people sold sunglasses.
It was an interesting show from a there wasn't that much there kind of perspective.
Sure.
Our Chinese friends, none of them made it because they were not able to travel, so the whole Chinese pavilion wasn't there.
Yeah.
That's unfortunate.
And you know, they've got three of these shows now. They've got a Midwest one and then an East Coast version, and I'm just wondering how much that stresses out the companies that are trying to go to these shows. Is it really more regional? Because I'd say it was a 12th the size of an Interbike show.
What percentage wise, just random, how many electric bike vendors do you think there were there?
I think there were a lot of electric bikes that were from mainstream companies, and I didn't see any of the retrofit style electric stuff at all, which is what I was curious about.
I agree with that.
There was an awful lot. Every booth had an electric bike in for sure.
Yeah.
Was Lenny there?
No.
Just curious. Just curious.
His model is a lot like the house for the snowboard market.
He buys overstock.
You know, he's a retailer and these are manufacturers more or product producers. So he might have been there trying to buy bikes, but
I will say I liked the Dahan.
Early production or prototype Dahans. Yep. Those were
pretty interesting. That I like the idea of a battery pack in the gigantic seat post.
That was pretty cool.
I mean, that's a neat way
ginormous.
To get a pretty good balance of weight. And they had
you could fit like four batteries per in that size.
Yeah, maybe? Easily. Yeah. 18650s. They could easily.
So they stack them and do them in a bundle of four or six,
stack
maybe.
Rack them.
You know, and the charging port on the top under the seat so it stays dry.
Little on-off battery.
Out of the elements. And I think that's a pretty neat idea. They had some kind of ridiculous electric bikes, and I guess what I would say in my opinion.
Some
kind of cheap ones.
Since I'm not really looking to stock electric bikes yet, I wasn't really kind of paying attention as much to those things because there was a bunch of interesting off-brand kind of electric bikes that were completely crazy looking.
there were some strange stuff there.
Was a pretty distinct lack of fat bikes there, unless they were just used as props for something else. Like,
right,
it's
right.
just a fad. Dude.
That's what I wrote down on the sheet. Maybe it was just a fad.
It's just a fad.
So yeah, there. I think. I mean, besides, I saw Gomez had a picture of the KHS fat bike. I'm like, I don't even know if I noticed that one. But yeah, there was a distinct lack of most fat bike stuff.
You know, and there were some tires.
There were some tires.
Rubbers.
We saw that.
You saw the rubber?
Tony and I made a purchase.
Yes, we did.
Tony's got his mounted on his bike already.
A rubber?
It probably has some rubber in it.
Yeah. It's a physio saddle.
A physio saddle, and I love it. I'm not going to lie. I've only got a few miles out of my fat bike. You kind of got to touch it and feel it, and I'm sure they're going to change it, but I can only say grippy.
Yeah, when I even got on the, because they had one mounted on a trainer so you could test the saddle out, and it was hard to get my leg over it because my pants got stuck on it.
It's very almost sticky. Like Velcro.
Yeah, kind of.
But sticky? Yeah.
But no, this guy is he's a physical therapist, and he designed this saddle. I will say one thing really annoys the crap out of me out of it, and I'm sure I'll get used to it, and that is that when you pick your bike up and you grab it by the saddle, it feels like the saddle's not locked into the seat post, but it's actually the saddle itself that has a little play in it.
Oh, in the rails?
So I kept re-tightening my seat post thinking, oh, it's loose, and it's not. It's the rails in the shell.
Yeah.
But when you sit on it, he's onto something.
Sticky?
It is really comfortable. It's inverted. The saddle kind of, you know, all saddles generally go like this. Like, you can't see this on radio land, people, but...
Like this.
He called it what? It was like a ball sitting on a ball. You can't do that. And it's you sit into it, and it kind of, it grips you really well. I think He's got to make a slippery version.
Think about your bum.
Yeah, I can't. He's I can't
think about your version, bum, and then think it'll be great. About your bum in inverse.
Yeah, and that's a good way to look at it.
That's what he did. I mean, I can't see using it as a mountain bike or any kind of bike that you have to get off of.
Right. Although I did tonight riding it up the switchback because it was kind of icy and stuff. A few times I had to get up to crank and stuff, and you know, it's doable.
Yeah.
I'm wearing jeans, and it. I was able to get out of it pretty quickly.
I sent a note to our buddy David to see if he can wrap that rascal with his vinyl wrapping. And
I think that would be really
get it a little
cool.
More get it a little more slippery.
You know, yeah, and I'm thinking it's going to be, you know, it's going to be a competitor to Selly. That's what I think.
Interesting,
because I really like my Sellys for long distance riding, and I could really see, you know, like it. You know, it's going to be. We have to. All the listeners have to wait until July when I ride it in the River West 24. But I'm sure I'll be talking about it until then too. But I think when I'm sitting
well,
in
if you started like 15 now, of hours, course you are.
I think it's going to be really where it's going to show its prowess.
Cool. Well, I'm going to get mine mounted up as soon as I can de-slipify it a little bit.
Yep.
I still can like swap out my Bianchi from my road bike and put it on the Stateez there.
Oh, the saddle?
Yeah. I do that.
Another thing that's coming that I was really happy to see was Old Man Mountain is back.
Yeah.
With racks. In theory, they're sending us ones for testing purposes.
Yeah.
Did a lot of nice upgrades to them.
They really have, besides had okay hot dogs, they had...
yeah, Robert Axel Project and they, Old Man Mountain those, had the hot dogs.
The mounts they had that you could buy that could mount basically a rack to any bike.
Yep.
That was a really cool design. Really cool design. And Old Man Mountain racks looked great on everything they showed it on.
There's one right there on the stand.
Look at that.
See how that fender goes right underneath there, too?
It's like beautiful.
It's perfect.
It's like it was made for it.
And I just got to drill a hole in the fender to bolt it right to the rack.
Yeah.
I'm just going to bolt it right to the rack.
Oh, that's a good idea. I like that. Get a flush mount bolt.
Is that a roll off? Yes, that's a roll off.
It's a roll off.
That was so much fun to ride.
It's David Hassel roll off.
I like the Thompson bikes that they had there.
Yep.
Thompson's got a couple of titanium, a mountain bike and a gravel bike, and they're selling them as like a, I forget what they call it, a kit, because it's got all the other Thompson gear with it, like your seat post, your stem, your
tie bars,
your handlebars and stuff. All
tie bars were
sexy. Kind of a showcase for Thompson stuff, and they're not redonkulously priced.
No,
I think
they're Taiwanese, but
true. But still, you know, it's titanium.
They looked really good. And those tie bars, those were very nice.
That and Ortlieb. I liked the Ortlieb stuff. Got some good new stuff coming too. So
they have a backpack there that it, I walked into their exhibit and I'm like, my eyes went right to it. I'm like, what is that? And the guy's like, oh, that's our new, what do you call it? They have it's both a pannier and a backpack.
Right, right.
And you take the pannier ends off of it, and they get stored in the backpack. And it had webbing that they didn't even have on it that you can use to, like, hold your helmet and stuff. Yeah, that might be my, even though it's not made in America, it's made in Germany. America. It still might be my next pack, because it's beautiful.
Right on. Well, that sounds cool.
And we stopped and had a great breakfast on the way there, and an even better
at the Bristol 45 Diner.
Yeah, Bristol 45 Diner. And then on the way back, what's the name of that place? That was
75th Street.
75th something Street
in Kenosha.
That was fantastic too.
Kenosha.
It's always fun when you go into a place and they ask you, you know, you're getting a beer, and they're like, do you want a pint or a big beer? Like, what? They're like, yeah, we sell them in pints or bigger. Oh, I want bigger.
Yeah. More.
22 ounce.
Well, this Imperial pint.
This is right by the Silver Lake trails down that way.
So highly recommend a stop by.
If you're riding
service
in Kenosha,
was good.
Silver Lake trails.
Selection was good. Yeah. Food was good.
It
was all good.
Yeah, Route 20 has a lot of shows. That's where, like, some shows come up, like Rat.
Out of the cellar.
And like things
out of the cellar and into Kenosha.
Yeah. Just saying, you know, if they don't make it to Milwaukee, they make it to Knorr.
Highway 50 at the Brat Stop?
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah. I've seen Cheap Trick down there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I mean, no, I'm not disparaging anything. I would go to the Brat Shop at all. Because it's right there by the fucking White Castle. Because...
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. Exit now that we're on the
344.
Subject.
Exit 344.
That is correct.
What? Exit 344. And then you get
Rick
your
from
White
Cheap
Castle.
Trick's last name. Oh, Nielsen. Now Nielsen. I remember. I was like trying to remember that all day.
Like Ken Nielsen and Rick Nielsen.
Dude, yeah. Are you kidding me? He gave me the best compliment in my life.
Hi.
So I used to have, no, I used to have like super long fucking super beard. And he complimented me on it.
Nice.
And it was awesome. Wasn't expecting it, and he gave it to me.
Sweet.
And I just sit with that in my pouch.
There you go. I like that.
So.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right. Then. Well, yeah. Thanks to Dave and Chuck Willie for calling in tonight.
Yeah.
At the,
awesome. Happy birthday,
at the call-in number, 717-727-2453.
It smells bike.
It smells bike.
It smells bike.
It smells bike. Bike.
Any riding come up this weekend before we go?
There's a couple of things. There's a Grizzly Fat Bike Marathon and Relay in Canmore, Canada.
No.
Right around the corner here in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, is a race at the Whispering Springs Golf Club.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that one. So speak
and
nice.
Then next weekend is the one at Sand Creek, which might be something to go check out because that's in your sandy central sands area of Wisconsin.
Well, the bike and or walk across
Bago?
No, Lake Michigan.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't seem to be getting any legs on this one.
No, because it's there's
no, that never will fucking happen.
Because there's no ice.
Sorry, world.
Yeah.
But it won't.
Well, there you go, people.
All right, everybody. Well, sorry.
Thanks for listening.
Come back next week. If you feel like it.
We'll make more.
Yeah, I'll doom speak here.